Chef Randall Rosa joins me today for Side Dish. He's chef owner of Sublime Food Lounge.
We have a side dish that we have on the menu that's perfect for the fall and something we're going to be elaborating on for the holidays as well. So it's we're working primarily with Brussels sprouts right now, which is a whole lot of fun. And there's we have a charred Brussels sprouts in lardons with the balsamic butter. And we're going to be adding currants and hazelnuts to that for the fall.
So describe how you go about making it, and what do you mean by lardon?
Okay. Lardons can be anything from rendered pork fat all the way to thick-cut bacon, depending on whether you're working in a restaurant or working from home or what you have available. It's any part of the pork that has a higher fat content that you can render out or melt out the fat and use that to sauté your vegetables or anything else you'd like to do in that. Traditionally, lardons are pure fat, but again, for the home cook, you can use a thick slab bacon or anything you really salt pork, anything you want to kind of bring that component to the dish.
And they're cut in a pretty specific way normally.
It's a larger dice. It's more of a chunky. It's not a fine dice or a grind on it at all. It's definitely something a little larger, something that it's a prominent feature of the dish, for sure.
So when you go about making these Brussels sprouts, do you first render out the fat and then sort of slather it all over the Brussels sprouts?
Absolutely. The key to this dish is not to kind of boil or steam the Brussels sprouts and there, because that gives you the childhood memory of Brussels sprouts that people aren't fond of. And Brussels sprouts have so much more flavor potential, especially when you start charring or the outside of them, especially in a bacon fat or any kind of fat or butter or anything you want to bring to the dish, and really taking the Brussels sprout to a real caramelized and really almost charred exterior to it. And if you take it a little too far, you can always pull some of the exterior leaves off if it's not to taste. But it brings a whole new dimension to a Brussels sprout. And most people that come here that don't like Brussels sprouts, they leave actually having this and thinking it's fantastic. So
yeah, the sweetness of the sprout really comes out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And adding a little bit of currant and hazelnuts and ending with a little splash of balsamic vinegar and a little bit of butter to glaze the Brussels sprouts in also brings out the sweetness and controls that kind of classic bitterness that some people are sensitive to.
Wow, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
So let us know, since you're pretty new opening, where is the Sublime Food Lounge?
Sublime Food Lounge is in Culver City, about two blocks east of the Helms Bakery area, what is known as the Art District of Culver City, which runs between National and La Cienega on Washington, where you'll find about 30, 35 art galleries within the area. So it's becoming this West Side creative mecca for designers and architects and gallery owners. So it's an up-and-coming area that everyone's really excited about.
Well, it's lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful day and a great holiday season.
You too. That was Chef Randall Rosa from Sublime Food Lounge. We'll be sharing his recipe online at kcrw.com/goodfood.